Part 3. Test Yourself. Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Questions 1 and 2 will be based on the following news item. Scientists have found strong evidence of salt water on the planet Mars, the U.S. space agency NASA announced Monday. NASA has found lines of hydrated salt minerals on Mars. Scientists say these minerals would require liquid water to be created. And where there's liquid water, they say there could be life. Jim Green is the Director of Planetary Science at NASA headquarters. He said during a news conference that, "Today, we are revolutionizing our understanding of this planet. NASA has found evidence of water on Mars in the past. In March, NASA said there was once more water on Mars than in Earth's Arctic Ocean. They said more than 4 billion years ago, Mars was covered with water 137 meters deep, but nearly all of it has since evaporated into space."
Question 1. What have scientists found on the planet Mars? Question 2. What do we learn about Mars? Questions 3 and 4 will be based on the following news item. The long-awaited takeoff of the Solar Impulse was greeted with delight by those who have spent the last 7 years working on it. The solar-powered plane has the wingspan of a jumbo jet, but weighs less than a family car. It doesn't use a single drop of aviation fuel. Instead, its giant wings are covered with solar cells. The project is the brainchild of Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard. He sees the solar impulse as a sign of things to come. But the solar impulse won't replace conventional air travel. Its top speed is just 44 miles an hour, 70 kilometers per hour. Nevertheless, Bertrand Piccard hopes to fly the plane around the world in 2012, thus continuing a long family tradition. Now, Bertrand Piccard hopes to show the world just what can be achieved with a little bit of sunshine.
Question 3. What is the news mainly about? Question 4. Who is the inventor of the solar impulse?
Questions 5 to 7 will be based on the following news item. The town of Agbogblashie in the West African country of Ghana has been called a digital dumping ground. Millions of tons of discarded electronics wind up there annually, so people can try to recover anything of value. It's therefore one of the most polluted places in the world because workers burn plastic coatings to get at the metal in the guts of gadgets. But Agbogblashie is about to get cleaner, thanks to the opening of a new facility for handling such e-waste. 4 machines that can strip plastic will prevent the burning that produces hazardous smoke. E-waste is a large and growing problem due to the large and growing appetite for electronics. Responsible recyclers exist, but too much e-waste still ends up being exported and improperly disposed of in places like Agbogbloshie. The worst e-waste remains batteries. The most common type, lead-acid batteries, are classified as toxic waste once used. And more rechargeable lithium-ion batteries are finding their way into landfills and other unsafe disposal sites. But the problem of e-waste can be solved with proper recycling. The new machines in Agbogbloshie should be able to strip enough wires to produce about 10 metric tons of copper a month. That's good news for livelihoods and lungs of local residents.
Question 5.
Why has the town of Agbogbloshie been called a digital dumping ground?
Question 6. Why is e-waste a large and growing problem? Question 7. How can we solve the problem of e-waste?